Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Glad you're with us here on the Midday 180, served up by Wendy's with Chad Withrow. I'm Jonathan Hutton. Paul Kuharski will check back in. He's currently watching some individual drills with the Titans, who are now on the practice field for day number two of work here at Titans training camp on 104.5 The Zone. The Titans will be in London coming up on Sunday, October 21st at Wembley Stadium. Titans and Chargers, and they're getting plenty of coverage there about the London series, the three games that will take place across the league this upcoming season. Neil Reynolds covers the NFL for Sky Sports in the UK and Ireland. He's from London. He joins us now live at Titans training camp. Neil, it's great to finally meet you in person. How are you?
I'm enjoying it. I love training camps. They're always the best time of the year for an NFL fan. I think that's no different if you're in the States or if you're in the UK as well. It's just a great time. Everyone has hope. Everyone has expectations. So, yeah, I'm enjoying it.
How many people cover the NFL in the UK?
So we have Sky Sports. We cover the games. We have like seven games, up to seven live games every week. The BBC do a highlight show, Talk Sport Radio, and then sort of select number of UK media in terms of newspapers and websites, but certainly nothing like we have here in the US.
There's talks here in Nashville of getting an MLS team, and we're always trying to find tangible evidence of soccer's growth here in the States and here in Nashville specifically. I'm curious if you have a specific example or illustration of how American football has grown in the UK.
Yeah, I mean, originally when I first started working covering the NFL, and you know, it was like the late mid-90s, and really everyone was a fan from the 80s. They were fans of Joe Montana. They were fans of Dan Marino. Now when I go out to host events for NFL UK, and we're on Regent Street in the center of London, 500,000 fans take over Regent Street. It's all young fans. It's more and more young fans coming in. I mean, across the board, whether you look at ticket sales for the London games in Wembley, and we've had games in Twickenham and this year at Tottenham Hotspur, whether you look at TV ratings, player participation, it's the fastest growing university sport in the UK. Across the board, since we started playing regular season games in London, popularity has just soared. And it's now got to a point where games being played in London are not, they're not a gimmick. They're not viewed as anything unusual to the British sports fan. It's part of our sporting landscape, and that's probably the biggest testament I could give, is that it's just seen as the norm that we have NFL games now, and multiple NFL games.
Neil Reynolds, our guest from Sky Sports. We requested to have Marcus Mariota on the show today, and we were told he can't join you today. He'll do it early next week because he's going to be on with you.
Oh, so, I apologize.
No, that's
awkward.
Fine. That's fine. But whenever
I heard you were coming, Neil.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
When I heard you were coming in town, I was like, we need to get Neil on the show. Your schedule is insane because you visit every team that's going to play in London for that particular season during training camp. I know a couple of the teams you've already seen through OTAs and mini camps. But give us an idea of your travel schedule this week, because it's not like you're here throughout the entire season and then go back for the London series.
Right, and we work to limited budgets, so we try and squeeze everything in as best we can. So I flew out to New York on Wednesday night. We're making a documentary about the history of NFL Europe on Sky Sports. So Thursday we drove up to Stamford, Connecticut, interviewed Oliver Luck, who was the president of NFL Europe, now the commissioner of the XFL. We came back to JFK. Flew down to Nashville last night, so Thursday. Now we're here all day at training camp. Then a 4.5-hour flight tonight to Los Angeles. Get up in the morning, go to the Chargers camp, come back from the Chargers camp to the airport, fly to San Francisco. Sunday we'll be with the Raiders, back to the airport, fly to Seattle. Monday with the Seahawks, and then I fly home Monday night. Last year, I did all 8 teams that were coming to London in 8 straight days. So it's film in the daytime.
Wow.
Fly at night. So it's everything's, you eat in the airport, you sleep at airport hotels, you wait for a lot of shuttle buses, but it's just a way of kind of cutting down that travel, because if you suddenly put a rest day in everywhere or a travel day, you're on the road twice as long. So yeah, it's but then America's a really big country. I'm discovering this more and more. So one time a couple of years ago, I was traveling. I was in training camp with the Cowboys in Oxnard, and an old friend of mine, good friend of mine, is Jim Tomsula from his days in NFL Europe. At the time, Jim Tomsula was the head coach of the 49ers. So he said, come up and have breakfast. So I was like, it's just up the road, you know, it's not far up the road, you know, Oxnard to San Francisco. So I realized soon enough, 6.5 hours drive. I set off for breakfast at 2 o'clock in the morning. I got there on time, but it was like ridiculous. Wow. Yeah. I mean, this is a vast country, but yeah, it sounds a lot, the travel, but if you love the football in between, then it's a lot of fun.
I have to ask, because you said you're friends with Jim Tomsula. Did you see the press conference with the 49ers? It's something we still play on this show.
One of the more
bizarre press conference interviews we've seen. Did that surprise you when you saw that, knowing him?
No. Jimmy's a tobacco chewing, spit where I like, say what I want defensive line coach. That CEO of the franchise, which he had to become, was never going to sit comfortably with him. You know, he's a player's coach. His players love him. I think he's a great coach. I just think it, you know, being that sort of CEO, the face of the franchise, it was always going to be a struggle for him. And yeah, I kind of cringed my way through that first press conference, as did he when he watched it back.
How much time do you devote talking about or reporting on the NFL giving London a team?
It's become a big thing. And I think especially in London, and I think it's starting to filter into the conversations here now in the US. We had on our stage shows that we have over and travel around the UK, we had Peter King come and join us last year. And obviously Peter, in terms of journalists covering the NFL, brings a lot of weight and credibility. And Peter kind of came away from that trip and said, the UK is ready. The fan base is ready. They're knowledgeable. The only thing stopping them is logistics and geography. And so it's becoming a serious conversation. I think the next time a team is uncomfortable with their situation, like the Chargers or the Rams, I think London will be in the conversation.
Can you take us through the average Sunday for the NFL viewer in the UK? Mm. Does London feature a watch party bar or pub for every NFL team? Because we're seeing more of that now in the States with the English Premier League.
Right.
Now, even in Nashville, you'll have a Manchester United bar, and then you'll have an Arsenal bar where on Saturday morning people will gather and watch those matches. Are you seeing more and more of that now in London?
There are certainly bars where NFL fans gather together, but they don't gather in terms of team-specific places. But London, on a Sunday night, you'll find NFL fans gather together. We on Sky Sports, we go on air at 5 p.m. UK time, so that's 12 noon Eastern time, and then we'll take a 1 o'clock game, then we take a 4:25 game, then we stay on air until Sunday night football begins. We finish in the studio about 1:30 a.m., and then Sunday night football plays out with just a gallery.
Does Sky Sports get to choose the games they want to carry?
Yeah, so we take all of the national games. So we do Thursday night football, we do Sunday night football, we do Monday night football, and then we pick a 1 o'clock game and a 4:25 game.
Do you try to pair those games up on Sundays with the teams that will be traveling to London?
It's become a really sophisticated audience, and the audience,
they know they want the Patriots.
They want So week two, we're already showing Jacksonville against New England because we know that's going to be one of the games of the week. In week one, the 1 o'clock slot, we're going to show San Francisco at Minnesota, given the way the 49ers finished last year, Kirk Cousins, Jimmy Garoppolo. We used to do that back in the day, but this audience is very, very sophisticated, and they see through that pretty quickly.
Neil Reynolds has been our guest, covers the NFL for Sky Sports in the UK and Ireland, and you can follow him on Twitter, at Neil Reynolds NFL. That's how you can follow him there. This will not be the last time you're on the show, if you don't mind.
We'd
love to have you on again.
Even though I stole Marcus Mariota. we're gonna forget.
We're going to look past that and have you back on the show.
When I hear your travel schedule, it's validated.
I mean, yeah, I don't have a whole lot of time.
Yeah, that's right. Great to meet you.
Thank you for having me on, guys.